Chapter 10. The Control Room. Jenny is on the floor of the control room. The room is enormous. She can't see the ceiling, only a big empty space. Dr. Snister is in a different part of the control room. He presses a secret key. When a person presses it, that person gets special powers. Jenny watches, fascinated. Dr. Snister's hands and fingers grow very long. Then his head grows very big, and he gets superhuman energy. He's Monster Snister now.
I win, little girl,
says the new Monster Snister. He begins to laugh.
No, you don't,
shouts Jenny.
I'm going to save my friends. I'm going to win.
A fight begins. Monster Snister tries to catch Jenny, but she jumps quickly in another direction. Monster Snister tries to catch her again. He catches her leg and holds her upside down by her foot.
Stop! Stop!
Okay,
Monster Snister says. He opens his hand, and Jenny falls to the floor head first. Jenny is on the floor. She doesn't move. Then, when Monster Snister isn't looking, she stands up and runs to the escape key. Monster Snister tries to stop her, but Jenny gets to the key and presses it. Everything around Jenny begins to change. The walls disappear, and there are flowers everywhere. The sun appears, the air is warm, and Jenny can see small children. The children are talking and laughing. The difference is incredible.
The viruses are all dead now,
Jenny thinks. She's very happy. Monster Snister is also changing. His long fingers are short again, and his superhuman powers are disappearing. Normal Dr. Snister is standing in front of Jenny now. He knows that he can't win, and he's furious.
This isn't the end, little girl,
he shouts.
I will control the world one day.
Then he jumps into a black hole and disappears. All the people in the internet come to Jenny. They're healthy again, and all the lights on their clothes are bright. They put their arms round Jenny and say,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Jenny wants to find Vince. She runs along all the corridors and looks in all the chat rooms, but she can't find him anywhere.
Where's Vince?
We don't know.
After many hours, Jenny stops looking. She's happy that the internet people are healthy again, but she's very sad about Vince. When she gets to her house, she's still unhappy. That night, Jenny is in bed. She can't sleep.
Was it real, or did I imagine it?
She thinks.